All right, let's see if we can understand this sugya a little bit now. All right, well, we'll come back to the Machlokas Rashi and Rashbam another time. But let's take the Rashbam and the Tosas Shita. Let's take one Shita and go through that way of learning. Okay. So, yeah. What? Just in general, the Tosas has an interesting question. The Rush also has this problem. On Tzadi Tesamabes, the Lo Yifchasu Lo Me'arba Kosos. So Rashi Tosha says, surprising to us because we're used to the other way, but he says, Mitoch Haloshon Mashma Kitsas She'ein Nosnin Levonov Ulevnei Veso Kiyim La'atzmo V'hu Motzi Es Kulam Bishelo. He says, the plain Loshon is Lo Yifchasu Lo. The Balabayas shouldn't have less than four kosos. But not everybody had the four kosos. And they would be Yotzei through him. Visvaru, and it makes sense. Demaishno arba kosos me kiddish de kol hashana. She'echad motzi es kulam. Yeah, I mean, it's not the way we think about the dalakosos, right? It's not the way we think about the dalakosos, right? How do we think about the dalakosos normally? We think about it as like a mitzvah begufo, right?
Like a mitzvah. Looking at it as though like it's a mitzvah of the bias, or like...
Well, normally you think about it like a mitzvah, a ma'aseh mitzvah on each individual, right?
Begufo sameach, then.
So you're right. The mitzvah of simcha, you have one kos. Each guy can have his own kos just for simcha. But it wouldn't be, they wouldn't. I mean, how would you learn in the havamina over there? It's a good question. It's a good question for the havamina. But what's the idea? What knows? What is kiddush? What is kiddush? What's the format of kiddush? Why doesn't everybody need their own kos for kiddush? Mm-hmm. No, let's take this opportunity to just think in general about the mitzvahs that we already know about that have to do with Yayin. Okay, so Aryeh mentions Simcha, and Tosfos is talking about Kiddush. So, for instance, let's take the idea of Simcha. So, there's no Havamina. It's not possible to say there's a mitzvah Simcha al Hayayin, and the Balabayas does it, and everybody's Yotze through him. That's obviously not possible. Because that's like we call a mitzvah begufo. Right? The mitzvah itself is to be misameach through the yayin. There's no possibility to say, I am going to be yotze my chiyuv of being happy through your being happy. That's not my chiyuv of being happy. Right? So the yayin over there is really a mitzvah of simcha. And the mitzvah of simcha is chal on each individual. There's no way that I can transfer my happiness to you. Right? Okay. Or be Yotzei your chiyuv of simcha through mine.
You would say kiddush through Shema Yekoneh, right?
But so what is the yayin functioning in the kiddush? So the yayin makes the recital of the kiddush a chashuv thing. That's really what the yayin does over there. Right? So it means to say the bracha has to be done ayidei yayin, ayidei the chashivus of yayin. And there's no need for me to have my own kos, right? Because I'm yotze through your recital of the kiddush. And as long as your kiddush is ala kos, then I am yotze with a chashuv kiddush. Right? I'm yotze with a chashuv kiddush. Interesting is Tosus's assumption is that what? That the Dalet Kosos would be the same kind of a format. That there's a chiyuv of the Dalet Kosos, but it's not the Maisa Shasiya itself. It can't be that the Maisa Shasiya Simcha is through the Maisa of Shasiya. Right, a ma'isa of shasiya, you can't be yotze a ma'isa through my ma'isa. Right. Shemei Kona makes it like it's my ma'isa, but there's no re'iyah kishosa. There's no other halacha like that. Right. So then it would be impossible. But if the kos is just qualifying something else, right? Qualifying something else. So then it's possible to say that by you holding the kos and saying kiddush, you're qualifying the kiddush, and I'm yotze with that kiddush. So the only thing is, so what would the rest of the thing, what would the rest of it be? So it would seem, according to this, like Tosis is learning, that there's an inyan of kiddush, an inyan of hagada alakos, the birkas hamazon alakos, and the halal alakos. Right? And it's not necessary for the balav, it's not necessary for everybody to drink. And he concludes, he's mesupik. He goes through the Gemara trying to find a proof, and he can't. So he says, "V'nira lahachmir lahatzrich arba kosos l'kol echad." So therefore, he says it's good to be machmir, and everybody should have their own kos. V'hamachmir tzarich lizor shlo yehi kosam pogum. The Amar b'Gemara ta'amu pogumo. So you have to have a kos that's not pogum. So you have to be careful about that. Yeah. Right, and all those halachos he goes through, the women, afein ha'ibos ha'aneis, also just means to say they're also obligated in a, they're also obligated to be yotze through the balabayas who has a kos. So, for instance, if a woman alone was making agada, she would have, doing the seder, she'd have to have a kos. But if her husband is there, she could be yotze through him. Yeah. All right.
But the male members of
Kiddush, I understand. I mean, the problem with Tosis's hypothesis, the problem with Tosis's theory is, it doesn't seem to be exactly like Kiddush. I mean, we say, by Kiddush, it makes the Kiddush chashuv. But over here, there seems to be a demand for the kosos themselves. You know what I mean? In other words, let's take another angle at this, okay? We say that there are dal lashonos of geula. You know, there's something we're trying to accomplish with these kosos. It's something about kosos themselves that we're trying to bring out. It's not exactly like kiddush, right? It's not exactly like kiddush. No, when I say kiddush al hakos, so that really is, I need Kiddush to be the best way Kiddush can be. How do I make the Kiddush into the most chashuv entity that it can be? I can use a certain vehicle of the Yayin. I can employ the concept of Shira al Yayin, right? Of reciting something over the kos. But where is the Chiyuv? What's the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is Kiddush. The Chiyuv is Kiddush. Kiddush will demand a chush of kiddush. For instance, if a person doesn't have yayin, he can make kiddush al hapas. Right? This is an inyan of making kiddush al hapas. Because it means to say that the kiddush should be associated with something that's chush of to you in order to qualify it, in order to give it a certain chashivas itself. But the yayin and the pas are just vehicles of the chashivas of the kiddush. There's no chiyuv of kos per se. Do you understand what I mean? Now, sometimes I have the kos because I need a certain, the kos is like a function. It brings about a certain quality in the kiddush itself. But if I would say, what's the halacha? It's hilchos kiddush. Hilchos kiddush says, how do you do kiddush properly? Well, this is the text. This is when you do it, and this is how you do it. But the kos is just a how I do the kiddush. Okay? But dalad kosos, and the proof is, it can be substituted. Right? I can substitute the pas for the yayin. So that means to say the yayin is not an ikker. The yayin is just lending a certain amount of chashivas to the recital. It's not indispensable. It could be done without it. It could be done through something else. Okay? But the Dalet Kosos, the Chiyuv of the Dalet Kosos, it seems, is the Kosos themselves.
If you didn't have wine for Pesach, would you be allowed to use something else?
No.
Oh, but for Kiddush you would.
That's right. Certainly couldn't have Pas. I mean, Matzah, whatever you want to say. Right? I mean, that's an interesting question of Chamar Medina. Well, so Chamar Medina substitute for, you know Chamar Medina?
Yeah.
Right. That's, I think the Grizz gets into that question. But definitely, it's not an institute. It is an institution of Kos, per se. It's an institution of Kos, per se. It's Hilchos Dalet Kosos. They were Masakin, these four entities of Kosos, not just saying, qualify your Kiddush, qualify your Haggadah, you know what I mean? In terms of the Iker of the Kiddush, in terms of the Iker of the Takana, the objective is that these Kosos should be present. You can't substitute. You can't say, well, if I don't have the Kos, I can substitute Pas for the Kiddush. That might be good in terms of the Kiddush being good, but it won't be good in terms of the Kos. You can't substitute when the thing is the Iker. You can substitute when it's when it's in service of something else. Like, say, well, it does this. Can I find something else that does that? Okay, it's a substitute. But if I say I need the Kos, I can't say, well, something else will substitute Kos. Something else is not the Kos. In terms of some function, you can find something else that functions. But in terms of the thing, you can't find another something else that is the thing.
But by Kiddush, though, we can't just use anything. It has to be Chamar Medina.
Or Pas. I'm thinking about the Pas case. Let's say Chamar Medina, too. But that's because Chamar Medina means the chash of drink. You need a certain entity. You need a certain level of chashivas. Yeah. All right, but in general, what is this whole sugya on Kuf Ches revolving around? What is the inyan? What's this? What is the... I guess the case that really is the ikker would be which case? I mean, the one that seems to really be the main case in terms of this subject matter is Bevas Achas, right? Because that really gets down to the heart of the issue of what the takon of Dalet Kosos itself. That's really, the Gemara is really trying to understand what exactly is the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos and how are you yotzei it. Okay, so the first part we'll talk about it another time, but the chayrus and that, but let's, I mean, the intriguing part is the ikker over here. The ikker is really simply this: the Rabbanan say there's a mitzvah of drinking Dalet Kosos on the Leil Pesach. It's a simple, straightforward question. They say to do it in this order. Basically, what if I did it in a different order? He's learning Bevas Achas is just an extreme case of out of order. But the way the Rashbam learns it, the problem is that it's not Al HaSeder. Right? It's not Al HaSeder. So, Shalo Al Seder Mishnasenu. El Shosan Ritzufim. But I don't think it makes a difference if it's Dafka Ritzufim, according to him. If you drank in the middle of Magid, it wouldn't help you. Right? It means it's not Al HaSeder. So, it's an interesting Havamina Maskan over here. The Havamina, the Gemara, is that if I drank them one after the other, I'd be Yotzei Dalet Kosos. The Maskana is I'm not Yotzei Dalet Kosos. And why am I not Yotzei? So the Rosh Rav says an interesting thing. He says, Oval Yidei Arba Kosos Lo Yotza. He says, V'kulan Chashuvin Kos Rishon V'lo Yoser. They're all considered the first Kos and no more. Vitzarch lehevi od shlosha kosos al haseder. Yeah. You need to bring three more al haseder.
So a kos is really
right. Okay. So let's just back up again to our let's back up again to the idea of yayin. So where do we have? We already have somewhat of a case of yayin of the idea of kos. Right, that's Kos Shel Bracha, Kos Shel Berkas HaMazon. It's an entity of Kos. I mean, Kos Shel Berkas HaMazon, Kos Shel Kiddush. Berkas HaMazon is called the Kos Yofeh, because there are a lot of things, there are extra things that are required. But But just because you have a mitzvah of yayin doesn't mean you have a kos, right? For instance, the mitzvah of simcha. Go back to the mitzvah of simcha. We hold as a mitzvah to drink yayin on Yom Tov, but there's no chiyuv of kos. So how come the chiyuv of drinking yayin on a regular simcha is no inyan of kos? The point is, we got to get into like thinking about the idea of kos, okay? Because it's dalet kosos, and the best way to start is to look at the simplest case. You have a case of yayin without kos, but then when you have yayin for birkas hamazon, now you see there's an inyan of kos. So what is the inyan of kos? How come by yayin shel simcha, there's no halacha. You have to drink yayin shel simcha and a kos. And when I say kos, I mean to say the requirements of kos. What are the requirements of kos? Let's just get this clear. What are the requirements of kos? So first of all, it has to be able to have a certain shear, right? Secondly, it has to be cleaned out. That's called marika v'shtifa. You wash it inside and out. The yayin you drink from it can't be pugum. It means it can't be drunk from already. You have to hold it in your hand, lift it off of the table. Right, there's a whole... And also mole has to be full. There's no halacha if I want to have my simchas yontif. I want to be yotze, my revius of yayin. There's no halacha that I have to fill up the cup. That's no halacha that I have to can't be pugum. There's no halacha that it can't be drunk in three little cups. So what's the difference? Just a basic question. Yeah.
Seems really like.
Okay, listen. Now, so by simchas yantuf, so that we're saying is the ikkar is the state that the person is in, right? The yayin puts you into a certain state. So it's simply the yayin is for the simply you need the yayin to induce the certain effect. So, what's that?
An issue of quantity.
So then you just need to do the ma'isa shasiya, and whatever facilitates the ma'isa shasiya is good. If I drink it out of a nicer cup, it's not a different ma'isa shasiya. I mean, the shasiya is just a delivery mechanism, right? So what's the difference if it's a fancy cup, if it's a full cup, if it's all these other requirements, right? And that's not an inyan of the all we need is the ma'isa shasiya itself. Whatever facilitates the ma'isa shasiya is equal, okay? But like we were saying before, by kiddush, we're really using the yayin as a cheftza. We're reciting it's a sidur dvarim al hakos. We're using the yayin as like a prop, so to speak, as an entity. Okay, so therefore the container becomes part of the way you're presenting the cheftza. If I have to display an entity. So there's a derech, there's a way of doing it. So if it's not full, for instance, that implies a certain cheapness.
It's like all the actions you're doing.
A certain holding back. If the cup is dirty, it implies a certain disregard for the cheftza. There's an activity of prominence, of making the yayin a centerpiece of the of my haggadah, of my kiddush. So that now I can't exist as a cheftza without the container. I can't. It's part of the very function of part of the very mice of displaying it. So then all of these things are dragged in, so to speak, because of the necessity of displaying it. Like we say, the Mishkan is really a place for the Aron. Okay, so it has to have a certain. That's the essence of the Mishkan. So it has to be b'derech covered. It has to, So the question is, what is going on in the dalakosos? I mean, what is going on in the dalakosos? It doesn't seem fully like either one of the cases, right? It's not simply a maisa. It's not to be more happy than in general. It's not to be four times as happy, right? You wouldn't need kos at all. And it doesn't seem like it's an inyan of chashivas to what you're saying. There's an idea of dafka producing the entity for its own right to represent Geula. For instance, the Gemara knows we really hold that the Shasias, why do we say Afhein? Why do we say women are Chayavos in the Dalakosos, right? So because the Afhein Haiboso Anes, they were also involved in the Nes of Mitzrayim. Whether it's because they were part of the Gzeira, whether it's because they were part of the cause of the Geula. But what does that mean? What's the difference? Who cares? What does Afhein Haiboso Anes have to do with Dalakosos? Because that's what we were saying. We're saying the whole idea of having the four Kosos themselves represents a certain idea of Geula, represents a certain piersum of the Geula itself.
Because of the four
Lashonos, or because of the Cheres element of it, whatever it is exactly. But the point is, the Kosos we need here as an Iker. This is an unusual case. By Shasiyah, the Kos is purely functional, we don't care. If you could drink it straight from the bottle, it'd be fine. By the Birkas HaMazon and the Kiddush, the Iker is really the Yayin. The Kos gets dragged in because it's part of presenting the Yayin. It's part of the display of the Yayin. But it seems, and the Yayin is because of the Chashivas of the Amira. But over here, it seems like there's a demand for Dalet Kosos themselves, because that having four Kosos itself is a demonstration of freedom. It's a demonstration of the of Geula. But apparently, that's what the Gemara's question is over here. That's what the Gemara's grappling with. Gemara's thinking about how did they institute Kosos as entities in their own right. So the Havamina apparently is, like I think you guys are saying, that they made like a new Hefta Shel Mitzvah over here. They made a new entity. They were Mesakein, a new Hefta and a new Mitzvah. Does he need something? They were Mesakein. You need something there? Yeah, so it seems that there's a Havamina that they were misaking on this Laila a new Tzuras HaMitzvah of the entity of Dalet Kosos and the Tzuras and the Mitzvah of Shasiyah. Like they made it like a Mikra Megillah. There's a new it's not that the Yayin is just a Kiyum of the Kiddush. It's not that the Yayin is just to function for Shasiyah, but there's a new Heftza of Kos. And we must demonstrate the Cheres and the Pirsum by utilizing the Kos Shel Yayin. And the Shasiyah is like the Asiyah of that mitzvah. But then, and the Seder would just be a Kiyum. What's the best way to do it? The best way to do it is if each Hefta Shel Mitzvah is associated with a theme, Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, associated with some entity of Mitzvah. But essentially, it's a standalone Hefta. Essentially, they were Mesakein, an independent entity of Kos. And therefore, the Gemara wants to know, what if I, therefore the Gemara's Havamin is, if I had these four Kosos and I drank them one after the other, halachically speaking, you'd have to say I was osa the mitzvah of Maisa Dalakosos. Right?
Could you just go back and what were you saying the formulation of the Dalakosos were?
Through these, in other words, if you're going to define the Kosos as entities of mitzvah, then it doesn't matter where they are. You're saying that there's a status on this night of a Kos. Shall Yayin has a certain halachic definition, like matzah has a definition on the night of Pesach. It doesn't have that definition all year long. It has a certain definition of a chef shomus. Romaine lettuce on the night of Pesach has a certain status of a chef shomus mitzvah. So a kos shall Yayin has a certain status of a chef shomus mitzvah, and the chiyuv is to be shose. Four entities of Kosos. But just like the Gemara says, if I have Maror and I use it for Karpas, so I'll be Yotzei Maror. I mean, the Seder is not Ma'akev in these things. The Seder doesn't define what the Heftza is. Chefza is defined by the mitzvah. Mitzvah is the mitzvah because of the idea of having a kos as an entity, and mesakein an identity of mitzvah to kos. Whatever would qualify as that entity of kos has that shame of mitzvah. And if I'm shosa dalad kosas, I'm yotzei machiyav. The Mishnah says to do it this way. Yeah, that's a kiyam. That's the better way to do it. The better way is, each one they decided like the plain pshat of the Gemara. They said four kosos, but the best way to do it is to distribute them according around other mitzvahs. But b'di'eved, I would be yotzei dalad kosos. In other words, so it's true. We have to say the Seder is ma'akiv. That's what the Rashbam is telling us. That's what the Gemara is telling us. But how does it work? Halachically speaking, what is the formulation? Are we saying now that they were misakein the four kosas just like Kiddush? There has to be Haggadah ala kos. I mean, that's true. The briskers are machmer that way, you know, to hold the kos during the whole Haggadah. Because they hold, it's like a Haggadah ala kos. Right? It's like a Haggadah ala kos. But is that what the Rashbam is saying? I don't know. I have to think about it. That they made it ala, everything is ala seder now. Well, there really is no entity of dalat kosas themselves. They just required. They said, do the Haggadah in a way that Mamela it'll turn out you had four kosas. But it's not really a chi of dalat kosas per se. Or is there another way to look at it? Think about it. In other words, the Gemara is working on this one question. What's the question? Can we just define well, what's the question the Gemara is working on over here? Question is, how do you break up the kosos into separate entities? Right? How do you break up and say, you know, this is the Maisa of the first kos, the second kos, third kos, and the fourth kos. Gemara's Havamina was from the kosos themselves, from the entities themselves, right? Just the kos itself is mechalek the Maisa into four separate asios. So if I have four kosos, I did four separate. I had four separate entities and four separate actions. That would be sufficient to differentiate each coast from the other to say I did the mitzvah of dalat kosos. Okay. But the maskana is, it's not the kosos themselves that's enough. It has to be al ha-seder. Why?
Or the haggadah for the kos.
Okay, so let me try to explain it like this. Give it a try. I mean, I don't like to be an over medayik in the lashon, but I do like to be medayik in the lashon. What do you think about this diak? When he says arba kosos lo yatsa, right? And then he says v'kulan chashuvin kos rishon. They're all considered the first kos. What's that?
But all in one case.
No, but one after the other case. We're learning the Rashbam. When you drink, when you set them up and you knock them down, 1, 2, 3, 4, the Rashbam is saying a funny thing. Sounds like he's saying you drank the first kos four times. Doesn't say the first one is the first kos and the other three are just chulin.
Basically, you're reading that as they drank four one cups.
Well, that's how he's learning Bavas Achas. He learns Bavas Achas as Ritzufin Shelo Ala Seder, right? Nearly, it's the case and the din is separated. But the Bavas Achas, he quotes Rashi and then he rejects it. He says, "Nearly the Hachi Pirush of Bavas Achas Shelo Al Seder Mishnah Seinu Ela Shosan Ritzufin," right? Not in the order of the Mishnah, but consecutively, right? And then he says, "And what's? Why are you not yotzei dalad kosos? I did drink four separate kosos, right?" So he says, "No, it's true. You drank four separate kosos, but all of them had the identity of the first kos. How's that possible? How could you have four first kosos, right?" V'tzorach lehevi od shlosha kosos al haseder. Okay. So maybe the Rashbam is saying it's like this. Saying that the Gemara's maskana is we need four separate entities in order to have four separate actions. That's the given. Right? Masla Havamina was the Heftza of the Kos is enough to define the entity as different from the previous one. Physically speaking, Rashbam rejects Rashi because one big Kos is one big Heftza. There's no way to say it's four entities. No Havamina to say I drank four entities inside one big Kos. That doesn't make sense. But, what's that?
And the same thing if we took it. Four courses, one after another?
But four courses, one after the other, is a good Havamina. Because it is four distinct Heftzos.
So he's saying no.
Right, that's the Havamina. In terms of the Heftzos, it's distinct. The Maskana, and that's a good Havamina, according to the Rashbam. Rashi's Havamina he doesn't like. Because a big Kos is not four little Kosos in one. It's one big Kos. But the Maskana is saying like this, that since these Kosos represent ideas like Yonah's saying, like we're all saying, what differentiates them is that they are emerging in different contexts. Not that there's an idea of Kiddush and Geula and Haggadah and Hatzalah and those other things, but what makes the Kosos distinct is their setting in terms of concept. In other words, they're four different ones because they come in four different contexts. So in that sense, the Rashba is saying, if you drink four Kosos in one context, under Kiddush, for instance, at that point in the Haggadah, it's just repeating the same Kos over and over again. You understand? What makes it distinct is not the Heftza, not the Kos, but the quality it gets from the fact that it's part of a Seder. The Seder itself is what differentiates. There's an introductory Kos, there's a discussion Kos, there's an ending of the meal Kos, there's a Hallel Kos. Each one, the reason why they're different is because they come at different stages of the Seder. So if I drink four Koses in the beginning, I've just had my first course, I've had a lot of my first course. You understand? I've ordered quadruples of the first course. But what defines it is the Seder itself. That's what differentiates it. Why do we differentiate it that way? It makes sense to differentiate it that way because they are representing concepts. So therefore, they in the sense of their distinction is going to be in terms of a more conceptual distinction as opposed to a physical distinction. The Kos is a physical differentiation. Seder is a more of a conceptual differentiation.
Right.
So the Dalet Kosos, it's in a physical sense, I could say I drank four separate physical entities. But in a conceptual, more of a conceptual framework, I could just say, well, I ordered four appetizers. I never got to the second course. You know what I mean? Because it's a different. The stages are what differentiate it. The Seder of the whole Laila is what differentiates it. And therefore, it's not for Kulan Kos Rishon Ninu. They're all the first Kos. I just drank the first Kos four times. Because what makes it the first Kos is the quality it gets from the order of the whole Seder.
It's one mice, one you just one, two, three, four.
See, that's what he means, because he says two things that seem not exactly the same. He says Ritzufin, not ala Seder. Right? Ritzufin literally means like consecutive. But what if I drank it and then I took a little break and drank another one? You know, it doesn't have to. He means as long as it's not ala Seder, that as long as there's no new quality that's defining the Kos, it all is considered the consecutive. The only thing that breaks it from being consecutive is not a time issue of consecutive. It's not a space issue of consecutive. It's a redefinition of the new coast that makes it not consecutive. Okay? All right, let's stop here. Right. No, it's in order to, no, it's in order to, Ari is right, in order to facilitate the idea of that there's a stage that we are doing like laharos. Part of the mitzvah is like to view yourself like you're going out.
A certain order.
That's right. So there's a stage and an order of the geula, and the Seder itself has a stage and an order, and it should be modeled after that. As a matter of fact, the Raya, as the Gemara says, we don't know which kosos to lean on. Because the first two, we're still discussing Cheres. And the last, and is it, it was the question, is it the first two or is it the last two? So the first two is the discussion, and the last two is like the effect. But the point is, it's an interesting one, but the point is like this, that we do say the Seder itself is like a model. Like in the beginning, one Shita says you shouldn't lean on the first two, because the first two still represents discussion of Avdus. You should lean in the end, because that's the freedom afterwards. The others say no, you should lean in the first ones, because that's when you're discussing the Geula. Second two, it's already done. But the point is, the whole Seder does reflect certain ideas, and the Kosos should be, it's not they where they are in the Seder has a make differentiates them.